Hi everyone, and yes, we are back for another episode of The Kiki Queen, brought to you by me, Altheus. Now let's get all the way into it. So as you can tell by the title of this week's episode, I'm giving you all of my opinions, my experience, my knowledge, my tea on fake friends, toxic relationships, and choosing me, choosing love, choosing myself, self-preservation, and self-growth. Now, if any of you are thinking here I'm about to spill some real tea, I'm not that girl. I'm not the girl to be like naming and shaming, like that's not it. I'm not here to like air that type of thing. That's not my gig, that's not my gag. Any person that I've had a relationship or something that has gone awry, that has gone a certain way, that has not ended up in a moment anymore, I don't hold bad blood. I'm not, like, that's not part of my brand. I'm just like, that's not my energy anymore. That's not that. We are not that. And so let it just be. I don't hold bad blood, as I said. So if anyone tried to, like, work out and crack codes and tried to, like, work out whatever I speak about, how it relates to anyone, don't even try it. Just, like, take it and listen to me. Like, don't try to be, like, Detective Inspector Sherlock Holmes. Like, you're not Sherlock Holmes. If anyone, I'm Sherlock Holmes. We know that I love a true crime moment. But this is not a true crime moment, okay? It's just a truthful moment from my perspective. So please don't get gagging and trying to be that moment, because it's not that moment. Okay, very long disclaimer. I can't remember what I just said. But anyway, good note is that I did take notes. I did prepare notes, so this should have some sort of better flow or consistency. Secondly, I am having a gorgeous glass of rosé prosecco, and we love that. We absolutely love that. It's snowing. It's very bizarre. It was very hot, and now it's snowing, so I don't really know. Enough with the weather update. But okay, so on this topic, I mean, it's a very big topic, right? There's like so many different... It's, of course, incredibly personal. Everyone's experience of these things is unique. You can't really necessarily compare one situation to another because the people involved are individual people. So I just want to make that very clear. Like, sometimes it can be kind of a running theme or like a kind of coincidence, but the intricacies of each situation will never be the same, right? So please don't try to take whatever I say and like put it as a direct model onto your situations, but like maybe you can find something relatable that helps you. As always, research. I think I might just become a researcher. I don't know what I'm going to be researching. I'm just going to be researching life, or maybe that's what I'm already doing. Anyway, so I'm quite fortunate in the sense that I haven't really had too many fake friend, toxic relationship type of situations, etc. I've had a few, but I haven't had, like, many. It's not a common thing for me. It's not like, I'm not really one of those people that have a new friend, like, every week that are changing friends, you know? Like, I definitely know people who are like that, and no shade to them, like, that's just who they are. That's fine. But I'm very tight. Like, I'm very loyal, and I'm a Scorpio bitch, so I'm very like, no, you are my people. And my people who are my people, they know who are my people. Like, these are the people who have been with me for years, like spanning back like literally 15 years, and it's the same people. They're the people that I cry with, that know my deepest, darkest secrets, that see me just at my best, at my worst, when I'm just like in the low of the lows. They're the people I call, they're the people that listen to my problems. They are my people, period. And so I'm very, as I said, like, I'm very loyal like that. So it means that, and like they know that also, and I kind of pick people or kind of create friendships around people that are like also very loyal, and that we have something that's like worth protecting and like fighting for. Like, you know, not even fighting for, but you know, it's just like normal, in my opinion. But because of that, like, I'm not really one to have like lots of, yeah, like, I don't know, it's so weird. I'm like, I'm a social person, right? But like, I don't know, I love to meet people, but meeting people does not necessarily mean they're going to become your like friends. Like, when I say friends, I mean, like, you know, the people that I text every single day that are, like, the ones I'm crying with. I mean, I don't want to make a distinction, but, like, let's call them the best friends. Of course, I have friends. Like, there's kind of levels to, like, friendships, right? I think, like, it's to do with capacity, and that's very key. I want that to be, I'm rambling, but capacity is very important, about understanding the capacity that people have for you and that you have for other people and the capacity of your relationship. And it's not a negative if it doesn't like equate the same level as someone else's capacity. Like, it just actually is about respecting that. That is really the key. And often a lot of toxic relationships are because capacities are not being met, or they're being like misunderstood, or they're being like judged or compared with. And that can lead to like toxicity in my experience. But anyway, yeah, I'm quite loyal. But I have had, of course, I have had just a few though, just a few toxic relationships and just kind of fake friendships that, yeah, I'm kind of like, when I see it, or like when I experience it once or like twice, like I'm like, okay, definitely see the pattern, definitely know that, going to avoid that. And that's that. I'm very much that girl. I've been saying, my best friend, we've been together for like 15 years. So we've literally been saying from then, like, love everyone else, but like, honestly, don't necessarily need anyone else. Like, we have each other, like, that's it. That's not to say that I don't love my other friends. Of course I do, but like, I'm quite like that, you know? So I don't feel like a craving, like a crazy desire to like make really deep, intense connections with people, because I already kind of have them, which have been like nurtured over so many years. But definitely in relation to like my discovery or my understanding of my position in certain relationships that were not ideal, let's say, was definitely very much connected with my mental health journey. Like 2.5 years ago, whatever it was, when I started my medication, when I started therapy, that like through another, of course, I had to speak about it. I had to speak about all the things, blah, blah. And having that like outside perspective and like therapist view kind of helped me realize that the relationships that I was putting myself down to accommodate other people's behaviors, or to, yeah, I mean, I guess that's it, right? To like, to do those kind of things. And it provided me a whole lot of clarity, and it was really uncomfortable. Like, I was really like bamboozled. I was like, oh my God, wow, I'm really seeing these behaviors for this. Because of course, when you're in those relationships, at least for me, I was making excuses for people and being like, no, it's just like that. I could say that, but I just don't want to like upset them. And I don't want to like cause an argument. This is not tea. And also it kind of reaffirmed like my closest friends, because I'm like, I don't have a relationship, anything of the sort like that with my closest people. Not at all. Like, there is no tea. Like, I can tell it as it is, and it's not gaggy. And I don't have to make excuses for like why I wouldn't do something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't do that in my truest, like closest friends. So that kind of really put a perspective in it. But it also definitely highlighted to me that we are all capable of toxic behavior. And I have definitely had a part to play with toxic behavior. Of course, like, I think it would be very hard pressed to find someone who hasn't. And I think it's worth reiterating, of course, we are humans, we are not robots, and we have emotions, and we are also growing and developing. The world around us is changing. I'm not excusing toxic behavior. I'm just saying that, yeah, until you are aware of it and to the depths of it, like, how could you like really be so self-critical? Like, I think, like, you know, when you're a child or something, or like early teenager, or like very early 20s, you're probably not that self-critical. And that's quite like, I think it's kind of expected. When I speak with my mother about these type of things, she's like, well, yeah, you know, you were horrible at some point. So I'm like, yeah, that's behavior is, could be classified as toxic, but you know, it takes growth and development. And I'm certainly working on that. You know, we all, as I said, have the capacity to do that. And it's just, when do we look into it and like start being self-critical? And that's definitely what I'm trying to do, and trying to also kind of help others around me, perhaps, if I feel like they would benefit from that. I don't know. I really don't know. The point being, just be self-critical, okay? I'm going off on tangents, but you know, anyway. I definitely, as I said, like, it coincided with my mental health journey and like receiving treatment. And actually the response I kind of got from people in regard to my mental health journey also kind of highlighted even more like the readiness of toxic behavior. And, you know, like, sometimes people kind of tried to, the people around me that were supposed to be friends that kind of shamed me or put me down, I realized that it was to try to bring me back down to something where they were, in a sense, in control of my presence, that they had control over me. And because of that, it made me, also with the help of a friend who made it clear to me, but to like look into narcissism and how that kind of relates with toxic behaviors, which I recommend everybody do. We live in an incredibly like narcissistic environment and world anyway these days with social media, as we all know. But like, it's about understanding like how far that really goes. And I found that out and I was like, okay, change, Gert. But through this, like, and with my therapy, it kind of allowed me and gave me clarity to, like, believe in myself and to trust in myself and my own instinct, my own journey, my own ascension. And that totally helped me to stand up against and shut down, let's say, relationships that were not true, that were damaging, that were toxic, that were not it. And that this idea of, like, choosing me, really, yes, it did take the help of an outside perspective to, like, guide me through that, i.e. my therapist. But, and which I'm so grateful for, but that in itself was the beginning of me choosing me and me choosing to like step into my own. And the interesting thing is that since then, my life has changed a whole lot in many aspects. And people are always like commenting on like my growth or my existence right now and like how, I don't know, good it looks. I don't know how to say, but like, you know, people are like, oh, I'm very proud of that, whatever. It's really cringy for me to say this, like sitting alone. But yeah, and I'm like, I also owe that very much to this moment of like stepping into my own, believing myself, trusting myself, and not letting my self-worth be put down by like toxic behavior or like fake friendships. I'm just like focusing on the true, focusing on nurturing the relationships that I have in place that like lift me up, support me, and like validate me. And the ones that I do to them too, you know, it's a two-way street, okay? It's a two-way street. So yeah, there was definitely some other kind of more superficial steps I took that helped me to like kind of believe in myself and like choose me and not be so tied to other people's opinions and view, etc. And one of them was like an Instagram cull. Honey, I unfollowed everyone that I didn't know, like I didn't have a relationship with or a personal relationship, and people that I was not necessarily like inspired by or like, you know, in terms of like activism or art or whatever it is that they're kind of doing. Like if I'm inspired by it and it's a positive impact in my life, sure, I'm here for it. But anything that I felt I was comparing my life to or was just following because, I don't know, like, you know, sometimes you have those people that, like, you went to school with, like, a very long time ago and you just, like, feel bad to unfollow them, but you literally have no connection, you have no interest, and you skip past their stories and just unfollow them. Like, just unfollow them. And it just literally was, like, a weight. Like, I was cleared, I felt, of, like, so much, I don't know, weight in that social media space. Already, as we know, social media spaces are so super narcissistic and can be very toxic. So to relieve some of that weight was like very, very necessary for me. And I recommend also people doing that if you feel like you're stuck with comparing yourself to others and judging yourself based on other people's opinions and things like that. Like if it's coming from social media, then like do the cull. Cull it, honey. Cull. And if not, block anyone that's giving you like harassment or anyone that you just feel uncomfortable with, that you don't want to know your business, or you feel like you want to put yourself out there, but you feel like they're watching and they're saying shit behind your back, so you don't want to put it out, block them so they can't see, and then let you flourish into your own. Like, it's that moment of like taking control of your presence, taking control of your destiny and your fantasy, and your social media presence is part of that. Like, step into it, cut bitches out, okay? Like, If they ain't pay your bills, pay them bitches of mine. Like, if they're not like lifting you up, if they're not celebrating you, if they're not supporting you, giving you the absolute giggity gag of it most, block them, unfollow them. You don't need it. Like, you really don't need that energy, and you don't need the stress about like considering whether they're there, whether they're this. No. So that definitely helped for me, and I would recommend it to other people. I also made some kind of more self-discoveries about friendships around me and like looked at behaviors that I'd experienced and made a very solid decision to technically unfriend any persons that were upholding and projecting white supremacy onto me. Honestly, be that subconsciously or consciously, I mean definitely consciously, but even subconsciously, because the thing is, I felt like by that time, you cannot have that much proximity to me and hear everything I'm talking about and see what I'm doing and see what I'm standing up for and telling me I'm this, I'm that, I'm an idol, I'm an icon, and all these things, but still project white supremacy onto me. Like, that, no. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't, like, I can't do that. It's not my brand. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not being at the hands of white people. I'm not being at the hands of white supremacists especially. So that was a personal thing that I felt. Anyone that upheld and projected white supremacy, you gotta go. Period. Out. Not into it. Bye. Don't care. Don't care. Like, literally don't care. I'm like, you can, if you believe you, like, it was wrong and, like, you didn't mean it, then, like, go away and do better. Like, go away and do better and, like, take your path, and hopefully I'll see you at the end of this live and, you know, you would have done good. But I don't have to forgive you for these type of things if I don't want to. Like, I'm not saying that I don't believe you can't change. You can, but it's just, I don't want to have to be responsible for, like, nurturing and guiding that change. Like, you have to do that yourself. And I don't want a part of it. Like, I really don't want a part of it, because I still have to exist with the trauma of that has been projected onto me at the hands of a friend or friends or certain situations that I'm just like, nope. So that's, like, very something I'm not into. And of course, anything, like, anyone that projects, like, transphobic or kind of queerphobic, I mean, yeah, it's a little bit different. I mean, definitely transphobic things, though, like, especially now, I'm a lot more like, nope, done, out of it. But number one is white supremacy. Anything, like, racist, any, like, racist undertones, you gotta go. No, I'm out of it. I'm out of it. Like, stop gagging on me. Go and fix it yourself. Like, I'm not... Okay, wait. I'm just, like, going off on a tangent. Let me just, like, go back to my notes. Yeah, wait. So, actually, in kind of relation to that is, like, the combination of, like, fake love. I hate fake love. Oh my god. You know, like, when people just, like, think you're, like, closer than you are, and they're just, like, really doing too much, and, like, it's, like, it's just all really fake. I can't. And, like, I really can't with that. I'm just, like, why are we trying this? Like, who are we fooling? Like, who are we trying to gag? Because it's not a gag for me. It's not a gag for me. You know, of course, I don't mind, like, you know, like, oh my god, I love you, and this is very cute, and so, but it's, like, when you have a proximity to me, but, like, it's not completely all that, and you're thinking that it is, and, you know, I had experiences in the past in different cities where people were, like, saying that we were really close, and we were this, that, and the other, and we really weren't. I literally didn't even know their name, and I didn't even know, didn't even have their phone number, and that just, like, that, I just don't like it. I just don't like it from a personal thing. I'm just, like, what are you trying to do? You don't even want to have the energy to, like, properly get to know me, but you want to pretend that we are something. That's not cute. That has happened, though, quite a few times, and it even still kind of happens a bit today. But, you know, I just try to go by, like, they just enjoy what I'm doing, and, like, they're supportive of that. That's fine. But when people start talking behind my back, like, that we're cute, and I'm just like, yeah, I literally couldn't even tell you their name, couldn't tell you their phone number, I don't know where they live. Yeah, that's not cute. That's a sign where, like, I'm just like, no. Like, it's not real. Like, I feel like then you're, like, not viewing me as a real person, and then I just can't get behind it, unfortunately. Definitely awareness of, like, any relationship, be that, like, from friend, like, a fake friendship to me is, like, one where it's, like, super competitive. This is not friendship. I'm not competitive with any of my friends. Like, not at all. I'm, like, encouraging. I'm like, yes, go and do it. And if I'm on the same path or doing a similar thing, they're, like, also encouraging of me. But I would never be competitive. I would never talk shit about someone's progress to kind of, like, to diminish their progress or trying to, like, be competitive with them. Not cute. That's, like, red flag number one. Anyone that is, like, competitive with you, no, that's a fake friendship, like, period. Like, what? Anyone talking shit about you behind your back that is supposed to be a close friend, that ain't real, boo-boo. That is fake. That is fake. That is faux, honey. She's faux. No, she gotta go. As I said, I'm super loyal. I, like, pride myself on being loyal and having, like, a really tight-knit group, like, very tight-knit. So anyone talking shit about me behind my back, I'm like, no. No, because, like, I just don't, okay? And I think, like, when you look at the behaviors of certain relationships, like, I'm really aware of, like, when I'm surrounded by people who are focusing on uplifting people and uplifting me and uplifting others, and even people they don't know, like, on the street or, like, in the club, in the whatever, they're just like, oh my god, yes, they're killing it, like, they're stunning, blah, blah. Compared to when people are just, like, shading people constantly, you know, like, you see someone, they're like, oh my god, they're so ugly, oh my god, what is that, oh my god. I have been that, I have done that, because it kind of helped fit a, like, personality that I felt I had to prescribe to, being like a bitch so that everyone was seeing me as this sassy queen. And then it was just like exhausting and just made me super negative, and I just like hated it. But like I kept it up because that's what I thought people wanted of me. And yeah, I'm just like, no. And when you get into a group of people that like are all doing the same thing, that's like really damaging. Like it's draining. It's just also not cute. Like what the fuck? Like just dragging people for no reason. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I see some like Nazis on the street, yeah, I'm gonna drag them because that's just not fucking cute. But I'm not just gonna drag like that like sassy woman walking down the street for no reason just because like what, I feel like I'm gonna assert myself above her? No. And people do that. If anything, I'm gonna be like, yes bitch, work honey, do the most, look at you go. Like that's what I'm about. And especially I'm very conscious of my energies around those type of moments now. And yeah, when I am surrounded by people who are just like degrading others for like no reason, just for like their own gag, I'm like, no, it's not a gig for me, like I'm out. And now with all of this, like with all of these experiences, as I said, like each one is so individual and like people are who they are and like there's a lot of background to them. And, you know, people can be toxic without even realizing. And sometimes, actually quite a lot of times, like people who have like toxic behavior, especially in relationships, it's usually a projection of their own trauma and their own lack of self-love and something in its projection to you. I'm not justifying it. Do I think it's right? No. But we also have to acknowledge in some sense that we are also human and that everyone experiences on life is different. And there are certain factors of society and life that will also put pressure on certain bodies to be one way or another. It's like, I firmly believe like black cis men, especially black cis het men, are told to be such a way in society, and they are put so much pressure, they're literally like shackled emotionally, that they can so often like project that trauma onto others. And I don't agree with that trauma, but I also can acknowledge and believe that there should be change made on the stereotypes that have been placed on those bodies so that they can, you know what I mean? Like, it's not even like, it's not to say that everybody is starting from the same place. And I think it's just like worth to consider that. Again, not justifying trauma, not justifying like harassment, but as I said, there is like factors to it, and I think it's like it's unfair to not include that in the conversation, perhaps. I don't know, let me know what you feel about that, but that's kind of my experience. I mean, I have like 3 black cis het brothers, and I'm very much aware of like the emotional trauma that is placed on them and the emotional limitations that are placed on them. So yeah, when I mean they're good people, they're not horrible, but it's not to say they haven't done behaviors before that are like toxic, of course, like as I said, so have I. So, you know, context, but I'm speaking again from a personal perspective, so yours is going to be completely different, who knows. Anyway, tangent. But do I believe that you can rebuild certain toxic relationships? Yes, actually, and I have experience with that. Some I felt, no, I don't hold tea, I don't hold anger, I don't hold hate, I don't hold bad blood, but I just don't think it's right to do anything with it. I'm just like, no, that's not, no, let's just leave it as it is. And some is like, I'm really like devastated by some things, but it's also something so intense of love or something that I feel like it's there, it just has to be worked through. Again, very personal, like each individual situation is very personal. But I do think there is a possibility, because I have experienced it, rebuilding a relationship that was once very toxic and is now better. Of course, we run into toxic relationships because it's a pattern, but I think that the way that we have rebuilt our relationship, let's say, has like helped us to kind of nip it in the bud before it like gets too much. And let me say, like, rebuilding a relationship takes complete, in my experience, honesty. And like the goal from the first conversations cannot be to get back to a relationship, cannot be to get back to be friends. It has to be just based on like trying to be better people. It's what I experienced worked best for me, is that like you have to do better, like in general, blah blah blah, help them through that and explain that and be completely honest and not be about like, I just want to go back to being best friends. No, because like then you're like, you'll slip into patterns that are not cute. But you can definitely, from my experience, rebuild something that can be a lot more healthy. Again, for the millionth time, I'm saying like every situation is individual and personal. So just take what you can from what I'm saying, if it relates to you, if it doesn't, like, who knows? I'm just making a podcast. It's not that serious. But in the end, oh my God, choosing me, as I said before, pretty much somewhere near the beginning or maybe the middle, who knows, but like this idea of like stepping into my own and like trusting myself and allowing myself to believe in my future and my fantasy was the key. Like, I feel like when you do really trust yourself and believe yourself, a lot of the times, like, you will naturally kind of avoid situations, or you will naturally remove yourself from situations, or end kind of, you know, not every end of a relationship has to be like, you know, all guns blazing. Like, it can be just kind of natural as it can be, but like, you know, just a kind of natural parting or separation. And sometimes it can be even unbeknownst to you. Like, it can be just your natural behaviors once you start believing in yourself and trusting yourself and like owning your fantasy and choosing you. These things kind of just mysteriously happen. Who knows? It's the ways of the world. Maybe for all my spiritual girls that are listening, you're going to be like, it's the spirituality for me. And maybe it is the spirituality. I don't know. But I believe it. I don't know what it is, but I believe it. So I'm just like, sure. And I've definitely just found like the moment of stepping into my own changed everything. And I see friends around me step into their own. And it's really beautiful when your like close friends also step into their own as you are, and you kind of all just this like big growing bubble, and you're just like, oh, it's stunning. Like, it's like honestly the most beautiful thing. And I just like completely recommend everyone to just like recommending it like it's like medication or something, but it kind of is, like, you know, just like trusting yourself, being yourself, like owning your fantasy, being your fantasy, own your destiny, and like you'll find with it, like you'll love yourself more, and with that, you'll love others more, and you'll have a lot more patience, I think. At least I did. And you'll just be like, yeah, like supportive, and you'll feel uplifted, and you'll feel gorgeous. And I'm just really going on a tangent, and I'm feeling really much like a motivational speaker right now. So anyway, as always, like, I feel like I don't really know. So I write this whole page of notes, right? But I never really write any sort of summary. So I kind of just think like, yeah, maybe I'll like find a natural summary, but I don't know if I found a natural summary right now. But other than that, I'm just gonna say, like, love, try to choose you, believe in yourself, trust in your journey, trust in your ascension, trust in your path and your fantasy and your destiny. Take care of yourself, take care of others around you. Like, it will become like, isn't it so gorgeous to be a nice person? That sounds so weird, but like, I mean, it's not weird, but like, you know, it's so gorgeous to be nice. It's so gorgeous to be kind. Like, you know, I love, like, even when I'm having a really shitty day, I do love to just be like, hi, how are you, to people, you know, smile at people, like, just gets me out of my funk. And like, yeah, I'm also honest when I'm having a bad day, I'm just like, yeah, it's not it for me, but that doesn't mean I need to bring you down, it doesn't mean I need to suck the energy, like, suck the energy. Anyway, okay, I'm just really on a tangent. The point being, there's like, I don't know, if you have anything to like, any comments, or just like come and get me on Instagram, because I just, again, as always, don't know what I just said, but you know, after all is said and done, baby, be sure to come back next week and Kiki again with me, the Kiki Queen. In the meantime, you can always, always, always get at me on Instagram at @lfierce_, that's @LLEfierce_, where my legs and DMs are open for all of you. Be nice, trust yourself, choose yourself. Oh, I'm taking 2 weeks off. Shit, I'm taking a 2-week vacation. I definitely meant to say this before. I'll be back at the end of the month, but I'm taking a 2-week vacation because I just want to choose me, right? In the essence of this podcast, that was my summary. Shit. In the essence of this podcast, I'm choosing me and taking 2-week vacation because it's been 11 weeks and I just want to have a little rest. And I'll be back very soon. Thanks for the love and the support, and I will see you soon, okay? Mwah! She's run out of power, bro. I got nothing left for you. Expensive cunt only.